You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. If you're a mompreneur, listen up. I've got something for you. I am sharing my high converting, tested and retested and tweaked and retweaked over the last 7+ years, my high converting email sequence. I have built a multi-7-figure business selling low-priced courses to an audience that a famous business coach once told me, quote, doesn't spend money on themselves. But having an awesome course to sell is not the only step you need to take. How are you going to sell it? How are you going to tell people about your services? How do you connect with your audience? When someone joins your email list, what are they getting? What impression are they getting of you? Are they connecting with you? Are they being trained to continuously open your emails, or are they turned off and trained to ignore you? So, how about we take some work out of what to put in your email sequence and automate sales while also building a solid connection with your audience? I have created a brand new mini course that will give you the exact template I use for my email nurture sequence, plus a video training expanding on what you need to include in your email sequence, examples of specifically what to say it, how to infuse your voice and your personality, basically everything you need to create a winning sequence that not only warms up a cold audience, but converts leads to sales and that cash money. Plus, this email sequence is going to make people just really connect with you and really love you and kind of turn them into those like evangelical level followers. They're going to be opening your emails, following you on social media, spreading the word about you. And that is what we want. This is what I have done to create this big following that I have now and get people to love and open my emails. So go to alicasaza.com/email sequence to get this course. It is so cheap. It's literally less than $40. Go get it right now. Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Purpose Show podcast. I am keeping it super chilled today. We are in my office. We are wearing boy shorts and an oversized t-shirt. We are makeupless. We have bedhead. And we are recording this podcast because we chilled together. So we're keeping a chill vibe today. I want to talk about something that I was really scared to share. I feel like being scared to share things is a theme that's resurfaced for me recently, because I was scared to share things in the beginning of my business, like in the beginning of being online. I just wasn't used to it. And, you know, I have mean girl trauma from school, and I shouldn't laugh. It's actually really, it really sucks. But anyway, I, you know, was scared. And then I just got really, really not scared. And I had this really healthy, vibrant energy where I would just share things and feel really good. And yeah, I just felt really good. And then lots of different things happened and I just got scared again. And this is one of those things. And I was FaceTiming my friend Lauren and just telling her, like, I had this big breakthrough and I'm in this process with myself and I'm just really scared to share it, even though it would be such great content. And she was like, well, why are you scared to share it? And I was just talking about like shame, like I feel ashamed. And she let me finish. And then she was just like, I think you need to lean in to that shame. I think that the shame is something that everybody understands and that's the content. So she's right. And I sat with that this morning and I was like, F it. We're doing it. I'm sharing. Here we go. So I'm recording this episode straight out of that realization and conversation. So probably going to be doing a lot of external processing, which is the main purpose for my podcast anyway. So here we go. I want to talk about the shame of home and the shame of clutter. Recently, I'm just going to start by telling like my current story, and then we'll dive into like the behind the scenes and like the inner work of all of this. Recently, and when I say recently, I would say ever since the home renovation in Greenville. So if you guys don't know, you know, Brian and I are born and raised in Southern California. We lived there pretty much our whole life, all of our childhoods, all of our adult life. And then we wanted to try the East Coast. We had a lot of friends over there in Greenville, South Carolina. We were there visiting one day. We would go and visit pretty much once a quarter. And one time we were there and we just like found this beautiful house on this mountain, on Paris Mountain in Greenville. It's a very desirable area and not a lot of homes go for sale there. It was for sale. We found it. It just felt like it was working out. And we were like, huh, we're just going to buy this house. It's going to be our first home purchase. And we're going to buy it and we're going to renovate it. And then maybe you will live in it. Maybe not. So basically, when it was time to renovate the home, it sat there for about a year. Just empty. And then when it was time to renovate the home, we were like, okay, we're just going to go ahead and move because our San Diego home, basically the landlords had some kind of like life crisis and they needed to move back into it. And so we let them break our lease a couple months early and we couldn't find another home. Like we were really, really looking and we were like ready to put money down and find something or just continue to lease and nothing was working out. Just felt like all the doors were, you know, metaphorically closing. So we were like, F it. Let's just go live in the Greenville house. Let's be spontaneous. Let's try the East Coast and go live in, well, it's not really the coast, but it's the east side of the country. Let's go live in the house and renovate it. It'll be super fun. And what great timing while you're launching a book, Allie. Super smart. So anyway, we went over there and did that. And after we renovated that house, like it was crazy. The whole process was crazy. I've never really talked about that. Maybe that's another episode. But it was so crazy to launch my first book, be renovating a house, homeschooling the kids. We moved to another part of the country that we did not like. Like it was not positive for us. And it was less about the area and just more that it was not a good fit for us. But hey, like we are the kind of people that have to try something before we know if it's right for us or not. And we did. And so we knew right away, we're like, yeah, we're going to renovate this house. We're going to flip it and make money off of it. And then we're going to like move somewhere else. And we kind of already had thought about Arizona. But anyway, all about to say that time of our life, like really messed with the idea of home for me personally. Everything was a mess. Walls were being torn down. Wallpaper would be going up on the wall opposite of a wall that was getting torn down. There was boxes and boxes and boxes of our things like everywhere. I would go through like times where I would have to, like I was doing like a PR tour for my book. So I would like need a certain outfit or a certain type of vibe. Like when you go on television, the producer will tell you like, don't wear this, wear something like this. This person's wearing this. So you need to wear navy so you don't match her, but you also have to wear solids and you can't wear white or black for our show. So you need to wear this, no florals, no this. Oh, you have a sleeve, then you need to like wear this so that it complements that and doesn't make the camera weird. Like it is a lot. So there will be like so many times that I would need to like have a certain outfit and I couldn't find it because my things were in boxes and bins. So I would just go buy something for the show and then have that outfit. And I never decluttered because I was launching a book. I was still running my business, selling my courses, talking about my stuff online, being on social media, homeschooling the kids. We actually sent the kids to school for a little bit there because it was so crazy. We needed something to give. And there was a very unsafe situation where we had to pull them out again. Like our life was in total turmoil that entire time. And clutter was stacking, stacking, stacking. And our home, our things, not clutter, but our things were a mess. Like we couldn't find what we needed. It was just a disaster. Basically, before we moved to Greenville, we were already kind of talking about, you know, getting unmarried and our relationship shifting from husband and wife to co-parents and good friends and being single, not being married anymore. And basically in that house, in that situation, we like really made the decision. We actually officially made the decision. We were on a trip to California on vacation with family, but we were really talking about that. And so all of this is going on, like all of this. So home was under attack for me personally. I felt like, oh my gosh, like even though the divorce was feeling like the right choice and it was feeling really good, it was so sad and it was so new. And I was struggling with an identity crisis of like, well, who am I if I'm not Brian Casaza's wife? Who am I if I'm not married? Who am I in my community? People are going to think that something was wrong or Brian did something or I did something, or they're going to make all these assumptions. And what does that mean about me? Like, I was going through a crisis. And your relationship, especially like a marriage, when you have kids, like that's your family, that's your home, really. Home is where they are. So my home on a metaphorical and energetic and emotional level was getting screwed with. Like I felt very, my home base in terms of family was getting like changed. And that was affecting me. And then also physically, my physical home was just a disaster. Like I just didn't feel like I had one because I already knew we weren't going to stay in Greenville. My physical home in Greenville was getting renovated. It was literally like in half all the time, dust everywhere, people working on it, boxes, trying to sift through stuff, stepping over clothes on hangers, things thrown in the spare room upstairs. Like, it was so, so intense. And then I basically like, we left, we went for a very long trip to California and the kids and Brian would stay in an Airbnb and I was kind of driving and going back and forth to different parts of California because I was starting to promote my kids' book at that point and doing PR for that. And so, yeah, in that I was like, well, now I don't even live anywhere. All my stuff is in Greenville and storage and it's a mess. And I was buying more things in California because I didn't have, we stayed out there way longer than we thought. And it was cheaper to just get things when we needed them, like at the store, like buy clothes and stuff, than it was to like have stuff sent from Greenville. It was so fun in so many ways, like being on vacation like that, huge blessing. Of course, like the ability to go and buy new things when you need them, huge blessing. I'm so grateful. And also it was causing like a pile up, like a stressful pile up. I was navigating the divorce. Me and Brian had officially made the decision and we were keeping it private, but talking to family about it, talking to each other, talking to the kids, navigating this big shift. Still my emotional home was, you know, in turmoil. And then also like I didn't have a physical home. We had talked about moving to Arizona, but that wasn't decided yet. Eventually, I'm telling all of this story for a reason, I promise. Eventually, I got to where it was like, okay, we had multiple things happen that were confirmation of what we were thinking, which was Arizona. The Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arcadia, that kind of area, if you're familiar with Arizona itself. And so what needed to happen was basically Brian and I decided the best thing to do was that he would go back to Greenville. He would wrap up the home renovations, handle everything getting packed, and I would come out here to Arizona and find where we were going to live. The kids would be with him in Greenville for a couple weeks. I would come out here and handle this. Once I had our home base, I would fly back to Greenville, get the kids and some of our things, fly back, get settled into our new home, and then Brian would deal with the pod and all the packing stuff and then road trip the car out, one of our cars, the other one got shipped. The other car, road trip with the car and Phoebe out here to Arizona and move into the place that I found him. So we're going to have separate places and I was supposed to find them both. So we did all of that. We did it. It was very smooth, worked perfectly, but it was just a lot. So again, I'm still like, oh shoot, now Arizona's weather is different. It's super hot. I got to buy different bathing suits because ours are in Greenville. And oh shoot, now we need more shorts than ever. We need more tank tops. You can't even wear a t-shirt out here. It's too hot because it was like the end of spring and early summer. Oh my gosh, now I'm like gonna like, I got asked out on a date and I wanna go. I don't have any date clothes. What do you wear on a date? Oh my God, I gotta go buy more things. Like there was just this year and a half cycle of things coming in and no things going out and home, the energy of home being in total freaking turmoil. I have not experienced that feeling since way back in the day before I ever decluttered, before I ever figured this out, before I ever researched the effect of things on your mental health. Like I didn't know any of this back then. That was when I had this feeling. I never thought I'd have that feeling again, but just all these different situations like led me to this place. And then like I got our house we're in Phoenix where it's Phoenix. So the house in Phoenix and then Brian's got his place just down the street. And it's like been not even a year. It's been like 8 months, I think. 9 months. No, 10 months. Oh, almost a year. 10 months of living in this house. We still have some things in a storage unit that are like furniture. Like Brian's probably going to use it when he gets his eventual house. But like finally our things are here. And I got to tell you, I got to be honest. When I moved into this house, the last fucking thing I wanted to do was declutter and sort through my things. All I wanted, what I was craving was the feeling of home. So I brought in the things that I wanted to have in this house. I decorated the walls immediately. I got lots of DMs about that. I thought you just moved in 2 weeks ago. It already looks like so homey. Yeah, because I've been craving home. I needed to feel like this is my space. I get to do what I want with it because I'm by myself now. It's just I'm me and the kids that live here, newly divorced, like going through all of that, giving myself the emotional safety feeling of home, and then physically giving myself home. Providing this beautiful home for myself and my kids felt so good. I did not want to deal with all of the repercussions of renovating the house, having to buy more things, not being able to find our stuff, the storage, the switching, the California trip, the moving to Arizona, the stuff being everywhere. So everything just kind of sat. It sat in boxes and sat in bins. And then like slowly over time, I would like go and get a bin of things and like take the clothes out and hang them in my closet and like declutter a few things and like keep everything else and like whatever. And basically, I just didn't want to deal. Like when you go through all of that, you just don't want to deal. I also at the same time was going through a really big metamorphosis in terms of my business and my message and my purpose. And so I just honestly didn't want to look at decluttering, talk about decluttering. I didn't want to declutter because it reminded me of how stuck I was in my business. I just felt like, ugh, no, I'm done. I'll deal with it later. Right now, I need normalcy. I need home. I need to feel like everything is good. I don't need to be sorting through the mess of the move to Greenville and the California trip and all that. Like that put me through so much. I do not want to deal with it. Yeah. So basically, I have been living in this place where there's clutter. I feel like I have way too much stuff, way too many clothes, way too many shoes. The kids have way too many clothes and nothing is like right. Like it's like there's zero intention to it. Everything else is pretty much normal. Like my office is cluttered and needs to just be cleaned up and reorganized. But the kitchen and everything is like, all that is just pretty normal. We just live the way we live with that. But like my things and the kids' things has just gotten like out of control. And it's so weird because not only did I never think that that could happen, I then also didn't expect to be going through the renovation and the moves and all that stuff that I just told you. But there I realized, like this is one of the things I realized right after I got back from my trip to Miami last week that I was FaceTiming my friend Lauren about. I realized that I have been living in misalignment from my message. I have been living in a way that I know from studying this stuff and teaching this stuff. And like my Google alerts are always on for new research about clutter and new research studies that are being done. And I am on this stuff. I love it. I believe in it. I've seen the effects of it in my life and in friends' lives and in my clients' lives and my student community everywhere. I know it. I love it. But I have personally, with the sense of home that I have lacked for the last like 2 years at this point, almost 3 years with the move to Greenville and everything, that has put me so out of whack and put me in such misalignment with how what I believe, what I know, and what I teach online. So because I knew in my, like secretly in my subconscious mind, like I know I'm living in misalignment with what I'm talking about, it started to affect my business because I'm not a fraud. I'm not an imposter. I am wholly, truly authentic always. If I'm not, I get physically sick and have to right the wrong. It's just my personality. So when I was like, kind of like, ignoring it, suppressing it, I'll deal with that later. I just want to feel normal. I just want to feel at home. And secretly, I was actually like feeling like a mess. I felt like my home was incredibly clogged, cluttered, like just not working. There's way too much stuff I'm trying to sift through. I go in the garage and there's like bins and bins of things that we had to buy over the last year and a half, 2 years from all of this change. All the different like pieces of decor for the Greenville house that we ended up like the buyer didn't want it. So we have that like just shit everywhere. And the sense of like emotional, like my emotional home, that energy has shifted with the divorce and everything. Like all of that, I just felt so much shame around home. And what I teach a lot of things, but it starts at home, right? Here's what I want to say. The shame that comes with a woman and her home is real. And it's not something that we talk about enough. If you feel like your home is a disaster, like that means you feel like you are a disaster. I felt like a disaster and my home was echoing that. Your physical space will always mirror what's going on inside of you and vice versa. So it's like a cycle. What's going on in you manifests itself in your physical environment. And then what's going on in your physical environment affects you and pings back into your internal environment. So you're just in this perpetual cycle of whatever's going on, whether it's peace, joy, organized, togetherness, happiness, chaos, stress, whatever it is, it will always be reflecting back and forth to each other and keeping you in a cycle. And my cycle went from peace and ease to stress, chaos, anxiety. And I felt a lot of shame about that I didn't realize. Unconsciously, I was harboring a ton of shame, feeling like, well, I'm Ali freaking Casaza. I'm not supposed to feel like this. My home isn't supposed to feel like this. Why does it feel like I don't want, I'm too stuck in processing the changes of my life to care. So I'll just hide. And so I hid, and the energy of hiding is so gross. It is not good for you. It does not feel good. And spoiler alert, it's not very good for your business. And so if you have shame about your home, I want you to know that I see you. I want you to know that I've had that before, and I recently have had it again. I have it now, and I'm working through it. I have decided this morning, I was, like I said, FaceTiming Lauren and just decided, I was like, you know what? This isn't good for me. And I needed a break. I did need a break. A lot of breakthroughs needed to come through, a lot of clarity, a lot of decisions, a lot of feelings. I had all that. And while I was doing that, I was sitting in a home that doesn't feel good, that's not serving me. So I'm reminded of what that feels like and why this matters so much. The shame of a home that is not feeling good, of a home that feels messy, chaotic, stressful, it never stops. And here's the thing. You have to consciously, intentionally choose to live against the grain when it comes to your things over and over and over again. And sometimes you're gonna get tired. If your life is very just like calm, stable, pretty much live in the same place all the time, nothing crazy, then it probably won't be like that and good for you. But my story is not like that. It is not a straight line. It's fucking up and down like the Rocky Mountains, okay? And my story for the last 2 years led me to a place of clutter and chaos and stress because that's what I was feeling inside. So it echoed on the outside. And I had a lot of shame about that. You know how dumb that is? You know how silly that is? Do you know how silly it is that there's people on the internet that would hear this and be like, oh my God, we knew it, we whatever. Do you know how fucked up that is? Friend, you're a human being. You are going to go through processes. You are going to go through seasons. And if everything that I've been teaching is true, that the internal environment is reflected on the outside and vice versa, then of course my home got like this because I was feeling like this perpetually for months, a couple of years. So if anything, what I have been experiencing and what I've been going through and how my home has been and the shame that I felt about it just proves that everything I am here to teach is right, that it's real, that this works. So I decided this morning, I'm turning over a new leaf. I've had the experience of home, of living in the same state, of having things on the walls, of living in the same house, even though I'm a person that enjoys moving. I'm weird. I enjoy moving. That's why I like to lease. I like to try different homes and move to different parts of the city, you know, whatever. But I've had the experience of home. I needed that. We all needed that stability. The kids needed it. I needed it. We did it. But now it's time to shift. It's time to look at the clutter from the last 2 years. And really, like, what I know is going to happen is there's going to be a lot of funerals when I declutter. And what I mean by that is I will see things that remind me of my old life, the life I never thought would change, my old self, the self that had a certain business, a certain team, a certain friend group, a certain way that I was perceived. She was perceived by her parents and family. And that girl is dead. All of that is dead. And I will have to declutter things that bring that up. So it's going to be time to bury old versions of myself and old versions of my life. And that's really hard. That's emotional. But that's why decluttering is never about clutter. It's about so much else. And it's very therapeutic and very emotional. It is time to have those funerals. It is time to mourn those losses. It is time to mourn and bury those old versions of Allie and old versions of Allie's life. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next month. May, for me, is all about decluttering. So anyway, thank you for holding space for my vulnerability. Thank you for listening. And listen, if any of this resonates, please let me know. Share this episode, tag me, reach out, DM me, let me know. You are not alone. The shame that surrounds women when it comes to their home is so heavy and needs to be more publicly discussed. And who better to do that than me? Someone that really has something to lose by sharing, because home is my business. And I'm tired of living out of alignment. It's time to get back. It's time to get right. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Allie_that's me, or you can search Allie Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to AllieCasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Allie Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.